This is JIS News. Coming up, Mobile Business Clinic to help stimulate MSME growth, persons to be trained to maintain fire hydrants, and solar energy and rainwater harvesting systems for Edith Dalton James High School. The news in detail after the break.
Call the Ministry of Health toll-free at 1-888-663-5683. Mondays to Fridays, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. for information on chikungunya. That's 1-888-1-LOVE or 1-888-663-5683.
Now the news. The Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC's Mobile Business Clinic initiative is expected to play a key role in stimulating growth and development in the micro, small and medium-sized enterprise MSME sector. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton says the clinic will enable MSME operators in remote areas to access business development services and support.
This clinic is a fresh, new approach for working with MSMEs at a time of transformational change. Far too long, business development services have been limited to Kingston. The Mobile Business Clinic is geared towards decentralizing these services as it makes its way across the island to educate and to build the capacity of our micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises.
Minister Hilton was addressing the official rollout of the Mobile Business Clinic initiative in Montego Bay, St. James, Tuesday. The clinic is in Sam Sharp Square, Montego Bay, until November 6. The Edith Dalton James High School in St. Andrew is expected to yield savings of $6 million annually following the installation of solar energy and rainwater harvesting systems at the institution. The projects, to be spearheaded by the school's administration, include setting up of a 100-kilovolt grid solar system and a 20,000-gallon water tank to store harvested water. Implementation is expected to cost upwards of $25 million. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is welcoming plans for the installation of the systems at the institution.
It is needed in all of our schools in Jamaica. We are spending over $1 billion a year in utility costs. A part of it can be saved and can be used to enrich education, to enhance the salaries of productive and good teachers.
Reverend Thwaites was speaking at the recent dedication of five newly constructed classrooms and a library resource center at the school. 600 persons are to be trained in fire hydrant maintenance and care as part of the Jamaica Fire Brigade's Fire Safety and Prevention Drive. Speaking with JIS News, Public Relations Officer of the JFB, Emilio Ebanks, said the maintenance and care of the fire hydrants is important as they are a first-line supplier of water to fight fires. He says some of the communities selected are those that are not easily accessible by firefighters in the event of a fire. This training exercise, Mr. Ebanks says, is in line with the brigade's theme for the year, which is Communities in Action, Supporting Fire Prevention.
What this is actually doing is empowering some of these community members and empowering the communities by extension to help themselves and then be able to help the fire brigade. The ideal situation that we want to have is a situation where persons in the communities know the hazards, know what it is that they are looking for, and they themselves can prevent these fires from actually happening.
The training exercise will receive funding from the Japanese government through the Japan International Cooperation Agency program. And several Jamaican secondary students are among those to be awarded by the Caribbean Examinations Council for outstanding performances in the 2014 Caribbean Advanced Proficiency Exam, CAPE, and Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate, CSEC exams. Romario White of Campion College won the CAPE Natural Science Award after achieving a grade 1 in 10 units with all A's in the module grades. Giselle Dixon of Woolmer's Girls copped the Humanities Award after achieving a grade 1 in 7 units, including Caribbean Studies, Communication Studies, Geography and History. Niall Anderson of Manning School is the most outstanding candidate in sciences in the CSEC category. He achieved grade 1s in 13 subjects, including additional mathematics, biology, chemistry, and physics. He also obtained grade 2s in 3 subjects. The awards were announced in October at a meeting of CSEC's subcommittee of the School Education Committee in Barbados. The awardees will be presented with their prizes on December 4 at a ceremony in Jamaica. The winners will receive monetary prizes, plaques, and books as part of the prize package. CSEC awardees will also receive an offer of a full scholarship from the University of the West Indies. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.